Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Let's talk about using blogs to make money with your crochet. Blogs are a great way of bringing an income in because they are so versatile. There are so many ways that you can use them to profit from what you make. You can promote your own crochet that you make to sell on a website. You can use it to promote other people's products, using affiliate links. You can use blogs to get found in Google and have people come and view your content and have other people's ads on your site. So I'm sure you've seen plenty of sites that have ads on them that are unrelated to that business. And the site owner makes money from having these ads. The more people you get coming to your site, the more money you will make from them. You can use a blog to promote anything and to make money from the power of ads. You can sell your own crochet. You can sell other people's crochet-related things. They are a very powerful tool. Blogs just give you tons of options, and they get you found in Google. The blog URL, the domain name that you click on, also gives people confidence that you are a professional business and that they can rely that they will get the service they expect, customer service, good quality products when they buy from you. A website that a blog sits on just gives you that reputation boost. So a blog does take work. There is no denying that there is no quick win from having a blog. You need a website to host your blog, but that website doesn't have to be anything complicated. It can be one page, and that page can be your blog. You do need content, and you need a fair amount of it. From setting your blog up, you are looking at 6 months before Google will trust you and have you appear in search results. And I've created 3 websites now, and on each of them, it was 6 months before I saw a leap in traffic coming from search engines, just because it took that long for the search engines to decide that I was a reputable blogger. It takes time, it takes effort. A website has a cost to it, so you will have to pay for your site. And you do need some knowledge on how to set it up so that it looks professional and, you know, just looks like it has some knowledge behind it. And learning to blog as well also is a learning curve. You need to use SEO, that's search engine optimization, to get found in search results. You need to tell the search engine what your blog is about, and you need to make it sound intriguing and enticing to get people to come and read your blog. Blogs become more successful if they are answering a question or solving a problem. So you need to think about what you're going to blog about and then fit what you want to promote within the answer. It's got to be a natural fit, but you can create a blog post that has your own ads. You don't need other people's. You can create your own. So if you have a blog about a yarn review, say you're reviewing a StarCraft special DK, you can create ads within that post of patterns you have created using that yarn. If you are creating a post about winter trendy ladies winter wear, because you sell ladies' sweaters, you could create an ad within that post, and it just needs to be a photo with the name of your make on it that links to your shop. So you have tons of options making a blog, but you do need to put a lot of time and effort into creating the content. You need quite a few blog posts on there to start getting traffic from Google. You can, of course, promote your own blog posts on your social media, in your newsletters, on Pinterest. You can create videos on YouTube, Reels, on Instagram. So you don't need to wait for traffic from search engines to start getting readers to your blog. You can kickstart the process from your other platforms. A lot of blogs are used as revenue in their own right. So you would create blog posts that answer questions such as, where do I put my hook when I crochet? Why am I gaining more stitches as I go? On the face of it, these blog post titles don't seem to offer any chances to sell anything in them. However, that's maybe not the point of it. Maybe the point is just to answer a question that people are searching for the answer for, and having people come and read the blog and just do just that. If you have ads on your site, you don't want people to click away and go buy something. You want them to stay and read and then maybe click to another blog post that you've written. If you want to make money from ads on your crochet blog, you need people to stay and read. You want people to stay on your site as long as possible, because that means you make more money from the ads. The more people that come to your site, the more revenue you make. But you also need them to stay and actually read the blog, because as they read and scroll down, the more ads get shown. The more ads that get shown, the more income you will make. So you need to write engaging blog posts that answer the questions that they are searching for answers for, so they stay and read. Blogs can make thousands of dollars per month just from ads. And this relies on volume of readers coming to the site and reading the blogs. The more blog posts you have, the more likely this is. So you do need to, you know, put that time and effort into creating these posts that people are searching for the answers for. It takes time to create all that content. It takes time to learn how to use SEO to get found in Google search results. It takes time to learn how to write these engaging blogs. Thankfully, all blogs have a similar structure, and as long as you have all the essential elements, then you've got a good starting ground. If you want to discover how to craft your own crochet blog and make sure you have all the essentials to write an engaging blog that will earn you revenue, then I have an ebook that will help you do just that. Go to crochetbusinessschool.com/blogging and you can get it there. So blogs do take time. They do take effort. But the opportunities they give you are huge. Whether it's promoting your own crochet, bringing in revenue from affiliate links, making money from ads, promoting your YouTube channel with embedded videos, selling your own products in a shop connected to your blog, the possibilities are endless. And they can open up so many doors. You can make your blog what you want it to be. You don't have to copy anybody else's. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars on getting someone to build the site for you. However, saying that, if you are going to have multiple pages other than your blog, then some setup and knowledge of how to create a website is needed. There are courses out there that you can use to build your own. They're not cheap, but still cheaper than getting someone to build the site for you. So there are costs associated with having a blog. And I won't lie, some of them can be big. But if you're sticking to a simple one-page site, only has a blog, then it's not such a big thing. You will have to pay for hosting. Somebody has to host your blog. You're going to need a domain name. But if you already have a newsletter, then you probably have the domain name already. You just connect it to your blog as well. And that's the other thing you can use a blog for, is as a way to get people onto your newsletter list. You can have links to sign up to your newsletter, promote your newsletter within your own blog. So, you know, blogs offer so many opportunities, but it's not an instant boost to your business. It's not automatically going to bring you more revenue, more profits, more sales. You are going to have to work at it. Blogs take time. They take consistent posting. They need promoting, and you need to learn SEO. They are a massive time investment. But the opportunities they offer, I believe, are worth it. I would not go back to not having a website any longer. For me, that no longer makes sense. I don't like selling on social media. I use my website and my blog to drive my sales. That is how I promote my crochet. That is how I bring new eyes to my crochet business. Using the SEO on my blog and my websites. So if social media isn't for you and you don't want to solely rely on being able to, you know, connect with people through social media, having a blog is a fabulous alternative. But you do have to commit to it, and it is a long-term strategy. It will not do the job for you right now, but in 6 months to a year, if you are consistently creating content, then it will start paying dividends. The question is, are you willing to put that time and effort into learning how to use it and creating the content that goes with it? I think it's worth it. I absolutely do. But does it suit you and your business right now? And that's a decision only you can make.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes, and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels, because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way, and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.